You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's get it rolling on a Tuesday. What? What's going on? Just go ahead. Talk to me.
No, Mike, you know what? I looked over at the board, and I got to give credit to Thug Aim. Did you know when Bryce Underwood was born, the doctor said to his parents, congratulations, it's a man.
That's right. That's right. It's a god. When Bryce Underwood does push-ups, he doesn't push himself up. He pushes the earth down. Now, listen, we're going to attempt to have some fun today. We will get to the Lions because I think there's a horseshoe alert. Horseshoe alert or rabbit's foot, and it's up your wazoo. We may have, hey, you Lions know, may catch a big break here to open the season.
You really think so?
Buddy, there are two types of people that have epidurals.
Right.
Those who are having babies or pass rushers whose back is effed. Which one is Micah Parsons?
I'm just wondering, is it a smoke screen or not? You're
okay,
right.
We're going to talk about it. That's at 3 o'clock. College football. This is your world. This was your kickoff. You were Dick Clark on New Year's Eve. This was your deal.
Ryan Seacrest. I think Dick Clark's dead. But, yeah.
Okay, fair. I'd like to retract. Well, actually, I'm Dick Clark with my love for the sport. I'm dead.
Really?
But now, I want to hear from the people and you. Because I don't want to be Mr. Party Pooper. I want to hear what their week one takeaways are. Now, I want to keep this open-ended. On the odd chance somebody doesn't want to bore me and brings up something other than Michigan, Michigan State. Because do I have thoughts from the world of college football? You're damn right I do. But for Michigan and Michigan State, I don't know that my thoughts will be acceptable for people. So I want to step back for a moment.
No, I think your thoughts will be acceptable for people. I think especially for State fans. For State fans, what you saw was a tale of two halves. What you saw was, well, first of all,
he's going for it, David. He is not coming out with a little inside zone. Rico's throwing the bomb to start the show. He just wants
power
to get
right.
Me
power right. Power right. I'm going today. Straight Kenneth Walker.
Okay.
Gang, Childs let me down, too. I'm sorry, guys. He didn't score the touchdown for you. So sorry.
Quite all right. It was low on my list of disappointments.
No. First of all, Mike, I like some of the things that Jay Batt did pregame and during the game with little fireworks set up when they score a touchdown. Go ahead, say it.
No, I'm not saying
anything. Okay, I thought you were going to say, well, they never scored a touchdown.
Nope. I'm saying nothing.
No, but they had the flyover, the concession stands. I'll get to that a little bit later. But when I'm watching the game, at least for State, it looked good. Offensively, they had a running game. They had the wide receivers. They're like, it looked as if they actually did some changes and they actually wanted to come out and play football. But then in the second half, it was like, oh, remember what we used to do last year? Let's just run that script back. And the second half was just painful to watch. I felt like I went back in time.
You want my takeaway? Here's my takeaway. He can win Saturday night against Boston College or get the F out. Period. That was disgusting on Saturday night. And here's the other thing. Let's play trivia, okay? Let's do a little trivia, shall we? We're going to have some fun. Right. F you, Trebek. So here's the trivia. Name the last second half Jonathan Smith outscored his opponent.
I'm going to go with Prairie View.
Nailed it. One problem. That was last September. The shuffling, the pass pro was terrible in the second half. They made number 11 look like Micah Parsons. So here's what we're going
to
do.
You've been listening to the five-star zone?
Yes.
All right.
Get in the zone. Five-star zone. All right. Here's the deal. Next Saturday night's a referendum. Program game. Yeah. Win, we'll keep you around. Lose, he's going to lose half this fan base. End. That's my takeaway.
No.
I can't do anything with the Western Michigan game.
No, I think it's absolutely, Mike, and I think that most Spartan fans would totally agree with you because he's just not bringing anything. He is like rice cakes dipped in water. There's no personality. Oh, there's nothing there. Like, at least with Michigan, I see that they're going to do this tough guy thing. That's Sherrone Moore. They want to be tough guys. It's something. I got nothing. It's just like, guys.
They play hard, man. They play through the whistle.
Right.
I mean, I don't mind it because that was MSU under Narduzzi.
And that's what I said.
You're not going to hear me whine like a bitch.
No, no, no. That wasn't a knock. That's personality.
Yeah.
I like seeing that. It's an edge.
Note to Barham, you can't ear hole the quarterback face to face. You had a clean shot. What are we doing here, son?
Yeah,
that was brutal. Now you're not playing in the first half this week.
I don't even understand how people got upset because they tried to appeal it and it was denied. I'm like,
well, because they're cultists.
Can't be denied. Like, he literally looked like he was trying to tongue kiss the man. Like, they were face to face. Are you serious?
Let's get to the Michigan game. So, guys, here's the overall read. When you play neighborhood teams, I'm not going to take a lot out of it. But, okay, you want the Bryce Underwood report? Here it is. He made two really nice throws. I liked it was the 3rd and 14, little deep post, guys open, but you had to thread it over to linebacker Lely through a rocket. Beautiful ball. I don't know if it was a wheel route exactly, but it was the tight end coming out of the end zone. He put a lot of air, a little bit of touch. The kid was able to run underneath it, and he made a very nice catch. It's not an easy throw.
No.
But everything other than that, high school could make those throws. And it's New Mexico. I don't think Bryce made any mistakes. I don't think he did anything egregious. It's a passing grade. But here's what I'm going to do. See, remember I said referendum for state?
Right.
No referendum for Michigan. Because
what, with the New Mexico or coming up with Oklahoma?
If they go to Oklahoma and lose, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to rip Bryce Underwood. I'm not going to do that crap. He's a kid. If he's good, totally different convo. Alice to the moon. My point is, Michigan has everything to gain and nothing to lose Saturday. State's got everything to lose and nothing to gain.
It's because they're not favored to win. Michigan.
Right. Okay. And it's a freshman quarterback road game SEC. Full stop. But I can't take much out of what they did Saturday night. That New Mexico team has 70 new players.
No. Mike, and I understand. And what you're saying is coming from logic and it's well thought out. And I applaud you.
Uh-oh. Here comes the butt.
No.
This is where he's going to Barham me.
No, it's not. But when you listen to everybody else talk about this kid, it's just like, what do you mean?
Yeah, but I don't because now.
And that's why I said, Mike, what you're saying is well thought out.
Right.
I'm not giving you a compliment right now.
Right. But like, Rico, watch the broadcast. They brought a kid who was a true freshman, this Marshall D lineman. Todd Blackledge is over here with his own Gatorade bottle in his hand talking about how he's going to be a first round pick. The kid hasn't taken a snap.
I watched Bryce Underwood, and of all the things that I found questionable for Michigan, he was low on the list.
Yeah.
I'm sitting
totally fine.
My biggest thing is, hey, Bryce, learn how to go down. Don't try to fight off five defenders. It's New Mexico, but you get the right person tackling you, and you're out for a few weeks with a sprained ankle.
Tell you one
when
thing.
They got you wrapped up, just go down, live for another day. I know you want to be that blocking guy. Don't lean with your shoulder. Not the throwing shoulder. That's a bad thing.
I do not need that at all.
No. He'll learn. That's what I'm saying. These are just talking points. Like, dude, what you're doing is good. Just learn. There's more games than just that one. You don't have to, you know, go down when you're being tackled. Like, at the end of the game, he shouldn't even been in that game. But you ran a quarterback sneak, which I'm thinking this has nothing to do but be disastrous.
Well, at least he didn't look like a prepubescent teen like Arch Manning. Nice tush push. You look like you got hit by a sniper.
Oh.
Set. Hike. Dead. He may as well have put Zoolander under center. What was that?
Yeah, I don't think he's squatting weights the way Jalen Hurts does. Let's just put it like that.
We'll get to some of that. But look, I've got plenty of week one takeaways. Give me what you thought of your teams. Yeah. Michigan, Michigan State, for Rico and I think it's same page. For State, I don't want to hear it. People didn't pay to see one quarter. And this second half thing is a thing. Fix it.
Yeah.
Beat Boston College or pack your stuff. For Michigan, I mean, it wasn't a great performance. It was good enough. You won. Bryce didn't make any bad errors. I'm fine with it. It was a passing kind of hors d'oeuvre. But Saturday night, if you lose, you lose.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal to me. And if Bryce plays amazing, then we get to have a way different conversation. But give me the takeaways.
Right. For Bryce, just play within yourself. Don't go out there and throw four picks. Don't do anything like that.
Tell you one thing. When he wants to put something on that football, whoa, buddy.
Yeah.
He's got a cannon.
But when I look at this, man, both coaches did the mortal sin that you see guys like Lincoln Riley didn't do. They took their foot off the gas way too early in the game. Michigan's up 14-0, and guests just thought, New Mexico State's done. New Mexico's done. Like, no, actually, they're not. They came back and made that game much more of a game than it should have been. And same with State. We go into the halftime, it's like, were you guys in there drinking mimosas? Like, what was going on? What did you tell them? Because you stunk. Your defense scored 2 points. That's it. Not even a field goal, 2 points.
You can have it. I hated the offensive line play in the second half, but they also kept rotating guys, which is highly annoying to me. When you have a guy playing great at right tackle in Connor Moore and you had Stanton Ramil playing pretty well, I know one sack gets blamed on him, but the idiot guard came over and basically disengaged the D lineman from Ramil. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? This isn't bumper bowling.
And I guess he was saying, hey, we were trying to figure out and I understand in a game like that, a blowout game, you just try to get people in to see what you have.
Oh, also, shout out Alex Mufalata for blowing the cover. Thanks a lot, kid.
You mean Alessio?
Mala, Rala, Ramalama, Ding Dong. Pick six for no reason. Thanks, kid.
I didn't realize he's thrown two passes.
And they're both picks.
They're both picks.
Yeah, he can see himself out. David, your thoughts. Your reactions from week one.
Here's my reaction from week one regarding Bryce. I was impressed with... I'm not going to tell you, one drive in particular I was impressed with. And they were down, I'm sorry, they were up 14-7 after they gave up a score to New Mexico, and he answered right before halftime. That drive was important to me because as a freshman, things can go bad for you very quickly. The fact that he rallied his team right before halftime, went down there and scored after New Mexico scored was impressive for me. Everything else was exactly what he needed to be. I mean, he's a freshman. He's going to make mistakes. He's going to overthrow balls. He's going to, you know, not reset himself on a scramble. Like, it is what it is. He looked good. He looked okay.
But the whole point is when you're playing a nobody,
right,
just don't fall on your face.
That's what I'm saying.
Get your feet wet.
See what he looks like Saturday.
He had the benefit of this versus, look, God forbid if he had opened up at Oklahoma, that's a whole different ballgame. Now I want to see what he looks like. But Rico's over here. Apparently, some people in Rico's circle say he's a first-round pick already.
We can get to that if you want.
Wow. Rico associating with known idiots. That's a tough look. All right. Let's go. Hey, you guys good out there? You sure about that? 248-539-9797. What's up?
Let's give him a call. Hey, has your season outlook changed after what you saw week one?
Yeah, if that's who MSU is, they're 6-6 at best and knock the stadium down.
248-539-9797. Call Mike. You're on line one.
I hate this show. All right. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, before we get to the callers and before we get to the ticket text, I do owe David and Kenny real quick. Kenny, week one takeaways. Please do not use the word Georgia. Nobody cares. You played Marshall. I'm happy to talk about the things that didn't happen locally because I have major thoughts on those. But go ahead, Kenny. Give me pillow fight.
Pillow fight.
Oh, I'm sorry.
One of my bigger takeaways from the weekend that was the first of all, tremendous amount of glazing of Bryce Underwood on the broadcast. And amongst the fan base as well, you'd act like this guy's football Jesus after week one against New Mexico. I mean, by the way, this isn't a critique against Bryce. I think he played just fine. Like, he did what I would say fans expected him to do. He made a couple of nice throws, and he routinely made decent passes. That's fine. And he didn't do anything spectacular. But also, I mean, that's what you expect out of a kid playing New Mexico in his first college start.
Any takeaway with my school, or should I just avoid this?
You're not going to like what I have to say.
No. I want you to say it.
I just want you to play a full game of football instead of a quarter or a half.
Hey, Kenny.
Bravo. Yeah. No. And look, I think part of this is a theory you launched before the show. The theory is this. People's season starts Thursday. Because when the Lions are good, let me help you with what happens to college. It's whatever creative fart noise you'd like to make.
Yeah. Takes a backseat.
It's a major backseat along with the Tigers in a pennant drive. Factor it in. State's irrelevant.
Hey, look, while you were barbecuing and smoking brisket yesterday, one of us drew the short straw and had to work. And I did ask the question, hey guys, does football start for you on Thursday?
Yes.
Or were you entertained with the things that you saw this past weekend?
No.
And it was 50-50, Mike. There were people who were like you saying, you know what? It all starts Thursday with me.
Oh, no. Our first Michigan fan crying about targeting hung up. Oh dear.
I really wanted to talk to
you. I'm so bummed out. But no. Why is it nothing can ever happen to Michigan without crying? Just someone explain it. Guys, it was targeting. You ear-holed a quarterback in the face. Like, oh, but technically it wasn't the crowd of the... He assassinated him. There's no world in 2025 you're going to be able to do that to a quarterback and get away with it. Right. Well, I don't like the rule. That's great. No one likes taxes.
Right. Nobody likes driving 55, but we all know that's the speed limit.
I don't understand how that became a thing. I walked in today blissfully unaware, and then Rico's like, oh, man, it's warfare out there about this targeting call. I'm like, what targeting call?
Because Sherrone Moore appealed the targeting call, and apparently the NCAA said, no, that's targeting. That's targeting. And I guess Petitti agreed with him, and he had to let
Petitti's
me know.
Petitti's a eunuch for the conference. He's got to protect Michigan.
Right. Saying,
he's one of the unsullied when it comes to these teams.
This has to be a rule that needs to be changed. He's like, so, Tony, you're anti-player safety? Like, what are we changing this rule for? Like, that was targeting. Like, as soon as the play happened and they're celebrating, I'm like, that's a penalty. That's not a fumble. That's a penalty. And sure enough, yeah. And then they got all upset. I'm like, okay, maybe I saw something different. So then they did the slow-mo. I was like, no, that's a penalty in slow-mo.
Helmet was on backwards.
If he would have gone lower, hit him in the chest, yes. You're like, you hit him in the face. Well, it was face mask to face mask. Yes, that's not allowed.
Not for a quarterback.
That is frowned upon.
Dear me. All right, David, ticket text. What do you got?
I'm not going to overreact to Bryce. He looked the part mostly. It was just refreshing to see competent forward passing and offensive play call.
Right. You have to view it. Last year, you had a Service Academy passing attack. There's a natural positive regression there where you were going to be more functional. None of that is surprising. None of it.
I feel like MSU always starts off great with their scripted drives, but once they get to the third, fourth drive and get off script, it falls off a cliff.
Well, then guess what? Well, then that coaching staff blows. Okay? Fix it. Win Saturday night or move back to Oregon.
And see, that's just it. After the first half, I'm thinking to myself, they're not doing that anymore. Like, they were imposing their will. They're running the ball. They got the two Texas running backs. It's like, this could be a fun offense to watch. I'm going back to shades of, you know, the year 2021 where they ran the touchdown play a lot. I'm like, okay, Kelly is out there looking like Jaden Reed. I'm like, okay. And then the second half, just molasses. Just, what are we doing? So I agree. You play that way again against Boston College, you're going to take the L, and you're right. You're going to lose the fan base. And at that point, you'll have nobody advocating for you. And yeah.
Oh, by the way, also, super weak move giving Jay Batt the game ball. Your defense pitched a shutout and outscored your offense in the second half. How about you give it to the defense? You don't need to kiss your boss's ass, Jonathan.
Right there, Mike. That's suck up 101.
Yeah, well, I didn't like it. It was awkward.
He was there the whole game.
One of the defensive players should have stolen the ball from the AD.
Yeah, someone
said. That's not your ball. That's our ball.
They say pure cringe on ticket text for
that
one.
That was awful.
I didn't know he got the game ball.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the press conference.
Hey, Jay, do you need a back rub? I mean, that was the only thing lacking from the video. Your defense pitched a shutout. They outscored your bum-ass offense. 2-0. Give them the ball.
Yeah. Van Summeren showed up.
You want to kiss the ass of your AD? Go play golf with him. David, go ahead.
If Jonathan Smith can't beat BC this Saturday, then I'm out on this jaded sport for the rest of
gone.
The season.
Fired in and, season. And I mean,
he has to give him the game ball, Mike. That's called job security.
He doesn't have to give him the game ball.
David, look. When you know your job's on the line, you go and buy donuts for the office.
Hey, we won, J-Bat. We won.
Did you see that we won? We outscored them. That's good, right? That's good. You like that?
Win Saturday night, or I want Morris Watts named interim head coach. Oh. I've had enough. We'll get to the calls momentarily. 248-539. I quit. 248-539-9797. What was it? David Harris, the running back from St. Louis.
Yes. Look at you.
Did he get kicked out of school for weed? What was it? There were problems. David Richard.
David Richard.
Yes, not the CBS fantasy analyst.
He was David Richard. And boy, talk about just wasted talent. I thought that kid was going first round.
Uh-oh. We'll get to the people next. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, I'll get to the people. And we do have to talk Lions. I think this Micah Parsons stuff is very interesting. It could be a very nice boost for the Lions. We'll get to it at 3 o'clock. Football today in between. Right now we go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good, Jamie. What's up?
What's happening?
You know, Mike, I agree with you a little bit with the Bryce. I'm a big-time Michigan fan. I'm not one of the guys that just am cultish. I mean, I'm a big fan, but I'm realistic. One thing people are not talking about, you know, I know it probably doesn't mean a lot, but a lot of the players on that New Mexico team are from the Idaho team that gave Oregon all they wanted last year. And Bryce made four throws in that game that really intrigued me. He shows a lot of Joe Milton arm strength, but he has some JJ touch with it, with throwing that ball in the bucket to the tight end.
Yes, I've said as much. I agree.
Yeah. I don't have huge expectations going to Oklahoma. I don't. I expect him to probably turn the ball over once or twice. I'm more worried about our defense in that game than our offense, which is crazy to say, being that our defense has been what we've leaned on for the last 3 years.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm with you. The defense seemed like it was just overly aggressive, and they're going to play, you know, this tough guy thing. And the thing is, when you play that way and you get called for penalties, you can't get angry about that, because that's the tone that you're setting. But yeah, it's just not very disciplined and overly aggressive and just not smart at sometimes. Like, guys, what are you doing? Like, you're better than New Mexico. Why are you acting this way?
Yeah. What really startled me and worries me is we didn't get pressure without sending a blitz.
Mm-hmm.
None of our D linemen got pressure on their own. There was, I don't know if we didn't, if we was holding back on the film. I hate to talk like that because I feel like you, but I get it. Like, you try not to show some stuff on tape for Oklahoma, but we didn't run stunts or anything with the D-line, but they did not get pressure without blitzing the linebackers.
Well, you're going to see a lot next week, and that's where I don't read a ton into it. I mean, James, look, were they impressive overall? No, but it's a dress rehearsal. And at no point did I think New Mexico was going to win the game. It was just too close for comfort. It's the same thing as the State thing. Like, they're never going to lose the game. They just didn't play well either. But it all comes down to Saturday for State. For Michigan, it's different. You're on the road against an SEC team with a freshman QB. There's no downside there. I'm not going to make fun of Bryce. I'm not going to sit here and demean the kid. And if he plays well, it's all upside. Then you're like, okay, hold on. Maybe he's different. But no, I just, you know.
No, but I agree with Jamie that the caller is just the defense, man. They were not able to hit home. They had to be overly aggressive. And I just thought that
not against New Mexico. Like, you should just be able to beat them one-on-one. Well,
Todd because... Blackledge told me that true freshman D lineman's a first-round pick, so I'm sure that'll round right in the form. No, I mean, I'm with Kenny in this regard. It's why I like muting games at this point in my life, because I miss the Vern Lundquist, Brad Nessler, Brad Musburger, Keith Jackson, Mike Tirico. Call the game. Mm-hmm. Now they've been replaced by essentially nerd white guy Flavor Flav. They're just hype men, minus a digital clock with a chain around their neck. You don't need to sell me the game I'm watching. Just call the game. Mm-hmm. Todd, do me a favor. Go back to Taste of the Town, you boner.
Wow. Good call.
Hi, I'm Todd Blackledge, and he's eating 8 cinnamon buns. That's what you're qualified for. Who the hell has the audacity to start pimping a true freshman D lineman no one's ever heard of as a first-round pick? Stop. Just stop and call the game.
I got you.
Good gravy. So, yes, I'm with Kenny in that regard. That was nothing compared to Gus and Joel. I mean, those two. Good thing there's not a camera in the booth. Felt like both their pants were around their ankles.
Didn't go well for Arch.
Dude, piece of crap.
No, I'm just... I mean, Arch
was awful.
No. But I'm saying, I just know that they had a list of things they wanted to talk about, and they're like, oh, he's not doing what we need him to do. Oh, boy. We did all this research, and I hung out with the Mannings, and we did this, and we had barbecue.
There's his father, Coop.
Right.
He's definitely Cooper's kid. Ain't no way that's Eli or Peyton's. Because, dude, maybe Grandpa had it right. He may need a little more incubation time.
Sometimes you got to listen to the people who know. He just came out and was like, I don't know why you're rushing him, because he ain't ready.
Sark's game plan was trash.
And when you look at the family history, Eli, Peyton stayed a long time. They were not rushing to get out of school, and it paid off for both of them.
Sark coached that game like he didn't believe in his own quarterback. And when you look at that game, I disagree a little bit. You like that one play early, and I go, great, what happened the next 40 minutes?
No. But I'm saying he set him up for a confidence boost on that very first play. Wide open guy, go ahead, throw it to him, and you'll feel good about yourself. Instead, he looked like Orgy out there and just bounced it 5 yards before the receiver. It's like, you'll never get a play that easy in your life. And then... you could see second half, all of a sudden, okay, let's condense the playbook a little bit. But Arch was still missing throws.
Yeah, he was garbage. You can just say it. The only guy who was worse this week, well, there were a couple, but Cade Klubnik did the Quantum Leap Scott Bakula Award because he went back in time to his freshman year.
Thank you.
Klubnik was trash. The only one worse was Drones for VTech. 1 for 13 in opponent territory with 2 picks.
Yeah.
At that point... put sunglasses on him, wheel a piano out, and have him yell Georgia in the air because you've got Ray Charles.
I mean, because this is where you have to say, okay, we're wearing orange jerseys. Somebody go give me some oranges. See this? This is the color of our jersey.
These are the good guys.
Throw to the oranges.
David Tickets next.
I was at Spartan Stadium. The concession lines were terribly long and inefficiently run. What are we doing here?
That is true. I got a similar review from a friend of mine who was at the game. I'm also not the person to wait in concession lines. Like, what were you doing during tailgate? Didn't you eat your fill?
I don't know if they were happy because there was new menu items, but yeah, the lines were very long, and it's like...
the good part is if you got up during the second half, you missed nothing.
Yeah, how were the new pretzels?
David, I don't know. But apparently they must have been tasty because it was a long line for them. But, yeah, it's like I'm hoping that was a soft opening, and they're going to realize their mistakes. I got to feel Jay Batt's email is probably full because.
Hey, but he got a game ball.
He did.
I like the coach.
The lines, the concessions lines were long. I do like the little firework thing. I was like, that was a nice little touch.
Okay. Mike, I'm not saying anything.
Hold on. Fireworks is exciting. This is not new.
I'm not saying
anything. No, I said it's a nice... I didn't say... David...
this is like Michigan Stadium. The lights going out. Michigan, oh, my gosh.
No. Michigan State did not invent fireworks.
Okay.
Michigan did.
Hey, that is game ball worthy, all right?
Michigan invented fireworks. State didn't. But just... it was an added touch. Like, oh, okay, that's pretty nice. Okay. They still don't know what to do with the lights.
But there's no fireworks on the field.
It was in the first half. It was. It was great.
The best thing they could do with the lights is turn them off.
Jake in Livonia says, Kenny cannot use the term pillow fight anymore. The SEC is on equal ground now that every other conference can pay players.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. And LSU went into Death Valley and bodied Clemson. Come on, man. Really?
Is that from Costa? Did he just text you directly?
Is this what we're doing? Okay.
Hey.
Watch the Big Ten and then watch the SEC. They're not even the same sport.
Shout out to my family.
He needed that win bad. He needed that win desperately. I loved what I saw from LSU. Not that anyone cares. It's just defensive line. LSU, they haven't had a real D-line in a decade. They haven't sent a first-round pick as a D-lineman since Glenn Dorsey.
Are you serious?
Man, huh? I ain't here to play around. I'm here for you.
Wow.
A true D-lineman. I think the last non-Glenn Dorsey guy was that stand-up linebacker, Barcavius Mingo.
Mingo.
I was going to say Booger McFarland.
Honestly, I'm at a point now, you could put Booger in the crane and have him coach Michigan State. I don't care anymore. I'm disgusted. Yes, David.
Well, maybe if you wait long enough, you can have Kalen DeBoer.
Boy, I hope I get a chance to talk about that later on. Wow.
I just don't care about college football like I did 10 years ago.
There you go.
It's just not the same sport. It's largely a joke. That said, I still watch every state game, but I'm not excited about it. Think we go 6-6.
Yeah, that's fine. Fire everybody, bulldoze the stadium, and just become an ag school and be done with it.
Here's the thing, and I can't believe I'm helping your call.
Yeah, please do.
Out, but
help
me.
Do something nice for somebody for once. Come on. Hey, wait a second.
Here's the thing. Yes, you lose the Boston College, and it goes to that worst-case scenario that we had. I don't know if you win your 50-50 games. Their schedule is filled with 50-50 opponents. You can't win this game at home, under the lights, all the hype. Then you got problems, and it's going to be a very, very long year for Jonathan Smith. And, yeah, we may be looking at a new coach come next season.
But if they win Saturday night, it changes everything. That's the whole point for state referendum game. For Michigan, I'm removing any pressure. If they win, it launches you into the stratosphere. If they lose, who cares?
Sharon going back home, man, to where it all started.
Nobody knows he even played there. They act like he was an Outland Award winner, like he was Orlando Pace. Sharon Moore could be walking the tailgates with a thing that says, "Hello, my name is Sharon and I played here." No one would know who he is. Most overplayed storyline in the world.
Hey, look at the team photo. Now, where are you?
Yeah. Who?
What was your number?
Guess my number. I was number 62.
Guess my number, and I'll give you front row seats.
Yeah, I'll let you call a play. All right, let's get a little football today. The music is our guide. David, I love this. I'm so glad this is back. This I like.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, Michael.
Yes.
Let's start off Friday night. No, not in East Lansing, but Deion Sanders in Colorado. Can we say that Deion may have misrepresented the truth?
Deion gaslit the media. Here, start with this. He's a moron. Deion had the worst clock management of the weekend. You have the ball with 1:08 left, 2 timeouts, chance to go down the field, tie or win, right?
Mm-hmm.
Run the first play at 1:08. Second play, 45 seconds to go. You got your third snap with 18 seconds. He didn't use timeouts. Post game, he goes out there and gaslights a writer. Oh, I'm pretty sure we got out of bounds a couple of times. No, you didn't. Well, we got a first down on one of those. Also not true. Well, we wanted to use our timeouts when absolutely necessary. You know what? Here's an idea. You have a gold headset and nothing else. Clown. That was Cookie showed me this. There are people who have put the game juxtaposed with his comments. That it's one thing to be terrible at your gig. It's another to openly lie and try to gaslight the media. Coaching malpractice Friday night in Boulder. Oh, but he has a gold headset.
You know, they're like cell phone minutes. They roll over.
Yeah, he's got five to open the half next week.
Can we say
yes
that Arch Manning may have been a little overhyped?
100%. And while I'm not giving up on him, that was an embarrassment. He was terrible. And I didn't like Sark's game plan, but guess what? Whether it's wide open tight end, whether it was the crossing route on third down as they're driving the field, he wasn't anything special. Never felt like he was any good. And by the way, you can't run QB sneaks with him. What was that?
No big difference between him and Jalen Hurts.
One can squat and he can't.
He was terrible. I thought he was absolutely terrible. And that interception, by the way, that ball was late and underthrown by 7 to 10 yards. It's not acceptable.
Yeah, look, I'm no one to talk, but has he ever squatted at all to get some strength in the in his legs at all?
No, because David has a, oh, we'll just do the tush push and we'll get. No, you need a little bit more than that. That's why it works for Philly and not a lot of other teams. It's a guaranteed thing because your quarterback has to be strong. Can we say that LSU is the best team in the country?
I'm okay if you say it. I think Ohio State will have something to say about that. But if we're just, hey, can you discuss it? Yes. Went on the road against a team with an established QB, one of the hardest places to play, doubled them up, dominated them. Clemson couldn't get an inch on the ground. Nussmeier, he's back. He's in that Heisman conversation. And Brian Kelly, despite malpractice, Brian, what were you doing before halftime? 15 seconds left, no timeouts, 4th and 2. Why are we going for it? Even if you get it, your best case scenario is to run to the line of scrimmage, clock it, and kick the same field goal you could have kicked with 15 seconds. What is wrong with these people?
They always try to outsmart themselves, Michael.
But yes, LSU. It's LSU and OSU. Those are your top two.
From the SEC, Paul?
Yes.
Paul Cott?
I think it's a conversation worth having. I don't disagree with anything Mike had to say about it. It seems like they could be right on that precipice of becoming the best team in the country. I just need more of a sample size, but that was a hell of a week one.
Can we say, stat line, 18 for 23, 213 yards, he threw for 3 touchdowns. Can we say that maybe Dante Moore will be a good fit for Oregon?
No. They played the Montana Ranchers Club. I mean, that's fine, but Rico, they played Montana. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
He didn't. I mean, basically, okay. He went out there, followed the script, didn't do anything. Like, Oregon is kind of almost quarterback-proof. Like, you just go out there, run the plays.
Well, and look, that with Will Stein there, he's kind of the wonder kid. I think he's like 33 years old, the OC. You're right. Can I see it against opponents with legs?
No, yeah, I'm not. Montana State's not a
I think
test.
This was Montana.
Montana State. I'm looking at it.
Oh, yeah, Montana State. You know what? Yeah. Combine the two. You still don't have a good
pretty
football
much,
team.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm not Jake Butt saying he's going to be a first-round quarterback.
Oh, boy.
But maybe he found a good fit there. Can we say Bill Belichick really regrets his decision to unretire?
The game is 10-7. Cutscene, 41-7.
The game is 7-0.
Also, somebody needed to get into the press room and take the balloons down. It looked ridiculous as Bill lost 48-14 and has balloons all around him. He looked like Sister Jean.
Yeah.
Rico, here's the problem. He's 73. This was never a good fit. It doesn't make any sense. And to get bodied by a TCU team that might be a 7-5 unit, good luck, man. I hope the $10 million's worth it. That looked horrific.
I mean, I knew it was over with first play of the second half, 75 yards, and touchdown.
I thought the score was 20-7. Like, how did it get to 27? Oh, let me rewind. Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's just this. Look, he's a 73-year-old guy who's thinking with the wrong head. What do you want me to tell you?
Okay.
Good decisions are in short supply for him.
All right, I'm going to need Paul Cott back for this one.
Would it be like Cottbaum or Feinkott? What would we
like
do
Feinkott.
Here?
Feinkott, that looks pretty good.
All right, Paul Feinkott. All right.
Kenny, shave you. You got to shave your head, will you please?
David, I'm going to need you to bleep that out so it sounds funny, please. Thank you. All right, next question.
Well done.
Can we say that Alabama is in trouble?
You just... hate, and I mean hate, to see that. Oh, no. Poor Alabama. Yes, they're in trouble, and DeBoer should be on the hot seat. We talked about this preseason. A bad start for him is going to be real tough shakes out in Alabama.
I got plenty of stuff wrong this weekend. Nothing more egregious than Alabama. I mean, I thought they were really going to put it together. That's supposed to be a top five O-line. Trash. The defense, I've never seen a Bama defense care less, play less physical. That was just absolute soft garbage. And the best part, what did you do all summer? Do you think Castellanos was going to come in and grow to be 6'5 and start slinging the ball all over the place? You know what they are. They completed 9 passes on you.
Nothing better than calling your shot and winning.
Oh, my God.
He did. My good ear. Let's go.
No, I know. And, Kenny, you're right. I'd like to apologize for the Alabama-Georgia conversation. Every red flag you could have on a team, Bama has it.
No, you're right, because that Bama team is the same Bama team I saw lose to Michigan on New Year's Day.
Just disinterested.
It's like, guys, we talk about Michigan State in the second half, like Alabama. What did you do over the summer? Did you just go camping? I'm with you. Can we say?
No.
This is a combo meal.
Okay.
That Florida State and Miami are back.
No to Florida State. No, I'm not doing that yet. The Miami thing is more credible. The opponent tried. And Carson Beck, I will admit.
You could say Florida State had a better victory.
I can't.
Okay.
Bama looks like, Kalen DeBoer has lost 5 games as a double-digit favorite in his last 15. Nick Saban lost 4 in his career. I can't. And that confused look, deer in headlights thing, give me Miami. The Carson Beck slander went too far. How about that? He looked good. I like the way he played. And Miami's D-line with Bain, dominant, really stood up. Where's caller Rob? I told you not to disappoint me, Rob. You and your stupid little team.
Just you wait on Carson Beck, though.
By the way, I got to do this, too. The whole sister Jean thing the media does. Can we stop with CJ's mom and let the woman enjoy the game, please? We do not need a CJ Carr mom cam. Mm-hmm. Let the woman enjoy watching her son play. For God's sakes.
You mean the media doing something to overhype a non-player?
I'm going, this poor woman. Technically you could say, wow, it's fair play. She's at the game.
Well, Mike, they're just warming up for the whole Taylor Swift stuff. Did you see the engagement
just
ring?
Just leave her alone and let her enjoy her.
I'm with you.
Son playing.
Right, because if she gets angry and drops an F-bomb, now she's going to have to come out there and apologize because, you know.
What if she went Justice Haynes and flipped the crowd off with a Bible verse on? I don't know.
I've been trying to find out what verse that was.
It's on his eye black. I was looking for you guys to tell me. You're the Bibleologist.
No, I just said that thou shalt flip off your opponent.
Thou shalt use the double bird after
right,
the game.
David, I mean, is that, where is that? Ezekiel?
Joshua, maybe.
Habakkuk, there we go. Nobody ever reads that one. All right, can we say?
Wow.
Nico Iamaliava will be a bust at UCLA.
But I thought in practice he was doing something that they had never seen before.
Man, it's my favorite. Oh, I love when portaling goes wrong. Oh, I love it. You idiot. You left a playoff caliber team making millions to go play in front of 20 nerds in Westwood and get your cheeks clapped by Devin Dampier and the Utes. The Utes are back, baby.
Woo! Here's the thing.
Oh, I love it. It's my favorite game of the weekend.
It's 1 week, but it looks like Tennessee won the trade of the quarterbacks.
Devin Dampier was out there with the back scratcher like my grandma Carmella, and he was just hitting Nico. Yeah. Misbehavior. Woo! Yeah. Woo!
All right.
What was it, 45-10?
Yeah. David, give me one more here.
Hey, Nico, does it look like Neyland Stadium?
No.
Woo-wee!
But it's the Rose Bowl, Mike.
Oh, nice decision, okay. Son.
Speaking of bad decisions, the flip side.
What?
Can we say Matt Patricia was a good hire for
Ohio
State?
Okay. Yeah, you can. Okay? Yes. Yes.
Wow. I don't want to talk really about it. Want to say that.
But he's right, and I'm honest with people. Patricia did a nice job there. Ugh. Him and that stupid pencil.
With a laminated card.
He did a great job. He was really changing the picture post-snap for Arch, and Arch bleeped himself. So, yeah, there you go. Congrats. I still hate the guy, but congratulations.
Okay. Well, that's... Can we say that?
Hi, Nico!
97.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.